From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Most airline flights in Europe are canceled again today, day five of worries over volcanic ash clouds from Iceland and stranded travelers. Officials at Eurocontrol say two-thirds of flights are grounded. Airspace over Britain, France, Germany, and the Netherlands remains closed. In London, NPR's Rob Gifford reports British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is sending Royal Navy warships to rescue Britain stranded by the volcanic ash.
Gordon Brown says the aircraft carrier HMS Ark Royal and two other Royal Navy ships will cross the English Channel even as far as Spain to pick up stranded Britons. Brown says he's speaking with Spanish authorities to see whether other Britons stranded farther overseas could also be helped in this way, flown to Madrid Airport, which is still open, and then brought back to Britain by boat or by bus. Some smaller countries such as Sweden, Norway and Romania have opened airspace to allow some but not all flights in, but the larger airports in Britain, France, Germany and the Netherlands remain closed, with millions of people still stranded. The European aviation industry has criticised European transport officials, claiming there's no coordination and no leadership in the crisis. The airport closures are costing the aviation industry at least $200 million a day. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Rainy skies are threatening to delay this morning's landing of Space Shuttle Discovery in Florida. If the weather clears, Discovery would return to the Kennedy Space Center before 9 Eastern. As Judith Smelzer with member station WMFE reports, the crew of Discovery has been gone for 2 weeks, having resupplied the International Space Station.
Discovery delivered about 17,000 pounds of cargo to the International Space Station, including a new bedroom and a freezer for storing scientific samples. On the return trip, the shuttle is carrying more than 2 tons of trash and old equipment back to Earth. Discovery's mission included 3 spacewalks. Astronauts Rick Mastracchio and Clayton Anderson spent more than 20 hours outside the space station. NASA considered sending them out a fourth time to fix a valve problem that threatened the station's cooling system, but engineers decided the outpost could go a few weeks without the emergency repair. After Discovery touches down, NASA plans just 3 more shuttle flights before retiring the fleet of orbiters. Discovery is slated to fly the final mission in September. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
And late word from NASA, that landing attempt has now been pushed back to at least 10:23 a.m. Eastern. Ceremonies are being held this morning in Oklahoma City, marking 15 years since a truck bombing killed 168 people at the Murrah Federal Building. Amy Petty Downs was among those wounded by the blast.
Everything went black. There was a loud, deafening noise. I felt like I was being thrown or falling, and I could hear people screaming.
Timothy McVeigh was executed for that bombing, which killed many children inside a daycare center. This is NPR News. A new survey suggests Americans have little faith in government to solve the nation's problems. According to the Pew Research Center, nearly 8 in 10 Americans say they don't trust the federal government and don't believe it can fix the country's ills. The survey says public confidence in government is at one of its lowest points in a half century. In Afghanistan, 3 Italian aid workers are now free. They'd been arrested on suspicion of plotting to kill a provincial governor. As NPR's Jackie Northam reports, the 3 were arrested more than a week ago in Helmand Province, where U.S. troops are engaged in an offensive against Taliban militants.
The 3 men are members of an Italian medical charity called Emergency and were working out of a local hospital. They and 5 Afghan employees were detained during a raid on the hospital by British and Afghan troops. At the time, a government spokesman said the aid workers were bribed by Taliban insurgents to smuggle weapons into the hospital as part of a plot to kill the provincial governor when he visited patients. Italy, which has some 3,000 troops stationed here in Afghanistan, pressured the government to release the men after 1 week passed with no charges being laid. The Afghan intelligence service said the men are now free. The charity, Emergency, and the local government in Helmand have had a contentious relationship for several years. The medical aid group has a policy of treating anyone, including Taliban insurgents, who come into the hospital. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
An earthquake shook parts of Afghanistan this morning, killing at least 7 people. The quake struck the mountains north of the capital and measured 5.3. It struck at about 1 in the morning local time, while most people were sleeping. One Afghan official says more than 300 homes were damaged by the quake. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.